The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
Hey everybody, this is Jeff now. Cody doesn't get to do it anymore.
We make a joke about editing, but you edit these shows now, so carry on.
No, I'm running the game now. It's you now.
Ah, how the tables have turned.
I'd like to announce the end of the Rancor's Brothel.
We had a good run.
Wait a minute, I still get to run out of the abyss, right?
Nope, get out of my house.
Tonight.
Just like,
just jump to the boss.
Going back to the garage with one microphone again.
Yeah.
Go, kids.
All right.
Hello.
We're starting out of the abyss tonight. Before we start, though, I have to thank some people. I talked to the folks over at Nord Games, and I was looking for ways to do things a little bit differently once I was running the game. And
you mean better, right?
I don't know yet. We'll see. One of my favorite things from third edition, from Pathfinder, stuff like that, that I hadn't found for fifth edition yet, was crit and fumble cards. Nord Games was the only one that I found that had put them out for fifth edition. So I got a hold of them, told them, this stuff's great. Would you mind if we used it on our podcast? And they're like, oh, hell yeah. We're going to send you some. And you guys play with them. Shout us out. So I'm shouting them out. These guys are great. Everything they've done is great. I have a ton of stuff to play with from them. And
I would also like to say that they have been incredibly patient with us, too, because I know Jeff was talking to them and we were
6 months ago.
Yeah, I know. Like, literally 6 months ago, they're like, yeah, you guys can have this stuff. You guys sound cool. We listen to your podcast. It's great. And it's like, they've been incredibly patient with us. There's been no, like, hey, so what'd you do with all those cards we sent you kind of stuff? So
yeah,
I've been super excited to introduce them.
I warned them that we were going to finish out Curse of Strahd, and then once we started something else, we would start using these. So thank you, guys. I want to hear what you think. I have got 4 different decks that I'm going to be using. I have a critical hit.
Sorry.
What?
The guy who doesn't do math is holding up 5.
That's because this is one deck.
Yeah.
Even though it's split 2 ways.
All right, fine.
There are
it is
5.
Split into 2 decks.
There are 4 decks!
There is no spoon. I get it.
There are 5 piles of cards in front of me, but there are 4 decks.
Okay. 5 beautiful piles of cards. Please explain them, Jeff.
I have a critical hit for players. I have a critical hit for me. I have a critical fumble deck that works for both. And the last one, I am doing away with inspiration points. I have a good luck deck and I have a bad luck deck.
No. That's one deck.
Yeah, that's right. I have a good luck pile and a bad luck pile.
Thank you.
From the luck deck.
From the luck deck.
What is the deck actually called? Do you have
the luck deck?
Oh, it is called the luck deck? Okay.
So
we're shouting out the right product.
Luck deck.
It is called the luck deck. Thank you.
Anytime for a skill check or a saving throw, if you roll a 20, you get a good luck card. And you can use it anytime during the night. They go back into the deck at the end of the night. So use them up by the end of the night. If you guys roll a 1, I get a bad luck card to use against you. Each of these cards has some kind of... this card may be handed to the GM at any time for the following benefit. Plus 1d4 after making a skill or attack roll. Plus 1d10 after making a saving throw. Re-roll a skill or attack roll. Something like that. And I get the opposite. I get to subtract or say that roll automatically fails.
Yeah, we tested them a little bit with Patreon content last month. And so listeners of Patreon were able to hear a little bit of that. They're actually really, really gorgeous cards. I'm sitting all the way across the table and I can tell what each one is based on their card design on the back. They're not, you know, too similar. It's easy to tell once you get used to them. And they're they were a lot of fun. They're enjoyable to use. They're fun and easy and just kind of change up gameplay a little bit.
Really impressive artwork. I'm just really kind of blown away by staring at these things.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very gorgeous.
And
what's the red D20 again?
That's the bad luck.
Okay. That's gorgeous. Like, I kind of, that's a tattoo, you know?
And the part that I love about everything that Nord puts out, it's all scalable by level. These decks have four different stages of how bad the shit is that's going to happen. First through third, third through fifth, up through 10th level or so. You take out the higher level ones and you, that way you don't accidentally kill one of your players at first level. We also got a book from them that is it's a whole book of NPCs. This is the town rogue that you can go and fence your goods to. But if your players meet him at first level and go back to him at 10th level, they can roll him and take all of his stuff. This guy is scalable. You meet him at first level and he is a first level equal to your level. You also have a version of him that is 10th level so that when they go back, they can't roll him and take his shit.
What Nord specializes in is something that I think has been kind of lost, is at least in the Dungeons & Dragons world, as the game has progressed from 3rd to 4th and then 4th to 5th. You used to have these other groups who would provide these needed accessories that you couldn't quite get, and they really have brought back some of the random variables that you got in AD&D in 3rd edition. Some of the products, like you're saying, to get these additional NPCs and to help you flesh out monsters and to do a few other things to help you flesh out treasure. Just to give your game a little bit more flair.
I'm actually on their website right now, which is norggamesllc.com. They have Game Master's Toolbox. They have the crit decks, treasure decks, bestiaries, the NPC book that you mentioned. There's wandering monster decks, Heroes of High Fantasy, which I'm assuming is heroes, just like the NPCs were.
Heroes of High Fantasy is actually something I will get to in just a minute.
Fair enough, sir.
Also, coming up soon for the Patreon, the $10 tier, what do we call it?
The Collector.
The Collector. We are going to give away two decks of cards. We're going to give away the Treasure Decks CR1 through 4 and Treasure Decks CR5 through 8. These are going to be a collector giveaway for the Patreon.
And say if you have a stingy DM who doesn't like to hand out, say, magical weapons or armor or something.
I've never met one.
Right. No, absolutely not. It's not like you were contained in a, you know, demiplane where you couldn't get anything. But you could just pull those out. You beat a CR monster of that appropriate level and you have treasure cards you can just give away at random.
And it saves on rolling on tables. You just draw a card.
How would I get to that collector Patreon? Where would I go to find that?
Patreon.com/rancors_brothel, Matt.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Or by clicking any of the 10,000 links that I try and post on Twitter, Facebook, all the time.
What are those handles again?
The Twitter is @rancors_brothel. The Facebook page is facebook.com/rancors_brothel, I believe. And you can go to our website and find all these links as well as to our some of our friends and a few others and so on and so forth at rancorsbrothel.com.
One of the other cool things that I got from Nord.com or from NordGamesLLC.com is one of the Heroes of High Fantasy modules that they provide. We are going to tack on Creaking in the Dark at the beginning of Out of the Abyss as an introductory adventure, just like we did with the Murder House for Curse of Strahd. And that's where we're going to start.
I love how you ran out of breath there.
I know, right?
Like we did for Curse of Strahd.
I actually felt bad.
Yeah.
Death House was kind of scary. I mean, you know.
We literally almost all died.
Several times.
Yeah. Devin was at 2 hit points and everybody else was down.
Yep. Yeah. Getting thrown downstairs will happen. But yeah, I think this is another thing that they offer for groups. This is a... I glanced at it. I didn't read it, Jeff, so I don't know all the secrets. But I know that it's sort of just a... It's one of those that, oh, hey, I don't have my session of my homebrew planned, or in this case, Out of the Abyss is known for having a challenging introduction. This is a way to sort of smooth into the introduction and level your players and get you introduced to a long-running campaign. So this is the type of stuff that Nord Games is providing to DMs and GMs to, you know, help them out and fill in the stopgaps when other accessories or your own creativity is not where you need it.
And just like everything else, it's scalable by level. This has a story and a map, and then it has three sections in Appendix A, one for beginner monsters, one for intermediate monsters, and one for advanced monsters.
That's really clever, actually. That's super clever.
Yeah.
I'm highly impressed with this company. I really am.
Yeah. I can't wait to do more stuff with them.
Are they accepting applications?
Yeah. That's a good question. You should email them.
Cool.
Do they need a social worker?
They are also on Facebook. I just started following them today.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a sweet little gaming company. It reminds me a lot of the stuff that came out for second edition, third edition, and I love those companies because you can tell they love doing it for the love of the game, and they create some awesome accessories that help enhance the game. So
they also do some Kickstarters. Unfortunately, one just ended. Hopefully when the next one comes around, we can tout that for them as well.
Let's play.
Y'all ready?
Absolutely.
F***ing timing, man.
No.
Weren't you both in a musical fraternity?
So?
Just what is that supposed to mean?
Your musical timing was f***ed.
All right. You guys remember in Horde of the Dragon Queen, we started out in Greenest.
Yes.
We're going to say that this is a small town about 5 miles from there. I don't know where it is. It doesn't really matter where it is. But you guys are a part of a caravan that's passing through there. You're stopping there for the night.
The end.
Yeah, basically. What do you guys want to do? You are pulling into town. Do you guys know each other? Are you just... You guys just happen to be traveling together? What's up? In other words, introduce your f***ing characters.
My character's name is Nexus Mullock. He is an ASMR warlock of the Celestial Patron. My patron is Viren, who is a solar.
What's a solar?
Type of angel.
Neat.
Yeah.
Matt, who are you?
I'm Morik Steelblessed. I'm a cleric. I was a noble lord, hill dwarf. But when my family died of plague, my immediate family died of plague, I turned over my holdings to my younger brother and, as a widower does, sought the priesthood.
Cool.
I'm playing Mulvaeus Mizrim. I am a drow ranger. Cody is shaking his head already.
Yep. It's fine.
I am a fan of the character known as Dritzt Dwarden. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Dwarden.
Yeah. So kind of sort of following in that sort of mindset of railing against normal drow-ness.
So you bailed on the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, House Mizrim is going to take that real well, I'm sure. Can't wait to see how that plays out. I'm glad Jeff gave him that last name. It'll be great. I am playing Kira Truesilver. Kira is decked out in chainmail and is carrying a wicked long glaive. She has an insignia on her that puts her at the rank of corporal. And she is tired of this shit and is going to the bar immediately.
Okay.
Whatever sort of watering hole that this Greenest lookalike has, I want to be there 10 seconds ago.
Okay. Do any of you know each other? Or are you all just traveling companions?
I imagine we're probably just traveling companions.
Okay.
Well, Lucas said he imagined something, so it was probably the opposite. We're old friends.
I can't imagine.
You and I actually would probably get along well. As a healer and an angel, we're probably talking.
What up, dog?
What's happening?
I love your name. I'm sorry. I just got like, I had already started on Lucas, but like, your name is Emo McEmoton.
Nexus Mullock?
Yeah. It just, I don't know. It just,
it's not an emo name at all.
Nexus Mullock. I don't know.
Sounds like he belongs in Blade Runner.
I'll accept that.
I did want to give a shout out, though. And it page refreshed. Sorry. Continue. I'm a nasty.
Or where?
Sorry. One second. Scrolling.
You're up to 5 seconds.
Sorry. Ten. I wanted to thank Megan McGinnis for naming my character on the Fans of the Rancor's brothel page. So I did change the last name by one syllable, but thank you. So
Thanks, Megan.
Morik, meaning brave crafter. I really liked that and thought it sounded very fitting. So thank you, Megan.
Yeah, she's been pushing through Curse of Strahd, it seems like, based on her comments. So hopefully she's enjoying it. And
do we know her? Does anybody know her?
Yes. She's in Adventurers League at the store. Oh, I was thinking about that today. I don't know that I've run a game with her in it. I don't know. I've been running there for like 6 or 7 months. But I definitely have seen her. And I think her and her boyfriend, I think, come in a lot and play. Okay. But I've seen her around at the store.
Well, thank you, Megan. I appreciate it. So.
Which store?
Family Time Games, who is also able to sponsor us, hopefully. We'll take anybody's sponsorship.
You'll find them at 86th and Michigan Street.
I'm currently eating Kroger brand Michigan trail Avenue. Mix, so Kroger.
Let me just take a sip of my delicious Coors Light 40 here.
My Coke's a little flat.
But yes, immediately. 100%. Right to the bar.
Going to the bar.
And I don't know how one attaches a glaive to one's body, but she's clearly like, she's going to have to duck when she gets in there.
Raising my hand for those of you in the listening audience. Define a glaive for those of us not in the know. And you can point, I'm just saying, like, some people listening are like,
That's totally not a glaive.
That's the closest thing that Reaper had.
That's a long spear.
Yeah, this looks like the thing that they use in the Kung Fu movies I watch with the bamboo poles, right?
Yeah, I mean, a glaive.
What's a glaive?
I'm going to find a picture.
It is a blade on a long stick.
What's a glaive? A blade on a long stick.
Yes.
Is it more of a machete blade?
Like, isn't it like what the soldiers carried in Wizard of Oz? Weren't they carrying glaives?
No, those are halberds. Halberds are axes. These are a bit more like swords. They're a bit more. They're not choppy. They're not pokey. They're more slashy.
Okay.
That doesn't list out weapons anymore.
Isn't it like a broadsword on a longer stick?
I mean, more or less.
Or you can just Google.
Yeah, at this juncture, I'm just going to Google it.
Google.
Glaiven.
But yes, the whole wushu kung fu movies that you... Yeah, yes. Okay. Very, very similar.
It's very neat looking weapon. How long would you say it is, though?
Like, 8 feet, probably. 7 feet. Like,
how much, like, pole? Because is it, like, half sword, half pole, then?
I'm imagining that
that's
it's, like...
That's what the picture looks like.
I'm imagining it's, like, 2 feet of sword, 6 feet of pole.
Neat.
Like, because the idea is that you would want to, much like a staff, have two hands on it, because... Not that you've likely seen her in combat, but the way that the blade is shaped and the way that the pole is, it looks like you could grab it at different points and swing close, stab away, trip, etc.
Nice. Parry, thrust, repeat, dodge.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Neat. Sounds kind of awesome.
I will say that the pole arm master / tunnel fighter thing that I'm going for here is totally broken, and I did think of it before I Googled it. I'm like, this would be a cool combo, and then I Googled it, and everyone's going, this is so broken on the internet. So we're going to see how broken it is.
All right. Kira is going to the bar. Anybody else?
What time of day is it?
We'll say it's going into evening.
And how big of this? Is this like literally a one-horse town? Are there three buildings, or is there actually some...
No, it's about there's, like greenest.
So there's some substance to it. Not a lot, but...
Yeah.
Maybe a couple hundred people live here?
Yeah, that's about right.
What is the local deity?
Probably something agricultural.
Okay.
What is that? Shantae?
Yes. I think that's right.
I'd probably just be going... I'd be going to the bar as well, but more for dinner.
Okay.
More for a warm meal, not cooked over a fire, like, that I'm sitting at.
I mean, it's a normal evening, and then all of a sudden, the streets become suddenly quiet as the sound of a mother's cries cut through the rabble. Many folk crowd around a woman sitting on the street beside a tavern, next to the open cellar door. In her arms, she clutches a young boy of about 7, his limp body covered in cuts and bruises. The innkeeper bustles out of the tavern, saying, "If I've told you boys once, I've told you 1,000 times, but cuts himself off when he sees the scene before him. An old halfling woman carrying bundles of herbs pushes through the crowd and kneels, examining the boy. The tavern owner quickly runs to the cellar door, slams it shut, and slides the locking mechanism closed.
Does the child appear dead or just injured?
That would be a medicine check.
Well, I'm going to run up and f-ing check it then.
Okay.
Because
I will follow.
And I rolled a 15 med check.
You
And I don't mean the Minute Clinic at CVS.
He looks like he's been beat to hell. Cuts, bruises, like you said. And you also see two puncture marks.
Like vampire puncture marks? That's bad talking.
No, not so much like vampire puncture marks.
Okay, well then. I'll begin administering first aid and deciding if he needs divine intervention.
Okay. You also have this halfling woman who's in there working right along with you.
I'll start being her nurse. It doesn't matter. Just helping the boy. Bust out my herbalism kit.
Does the cellar door look particularly more reinforced than normal? Like, is there something down there, like some sort of creature or something? You know what I mean? Does it look like it's more trapped? Normally, a cellar door would just have a single latch. So it's not like steel doors or something insane.
Nope.
Are there other children that were with him? That were with the injured child?
No, there's just one child.
Okay.
Is he stable?
Yeah, like, is he bleeding out?
No, he does not look like he's bleeding out.
Okay.
Is he conscious at all?
Lucas, like, make me a medicine check. Add your proficiency bonus.
My medicine.
Wait a minute.
Which proficient toolkit did you take? I took alchemist.
Who took herbalism?
Me. Matt's got herbalism. Oh,
then you would get... You're proficient in herbalism, aren't you? Or in medicine.
No, actually.
Roll it again with your proficiency.
That'll be 22.
This kid's definitely poisoned.
I would be able to create an antitoxin or antidote.
That's gonna have to like brew, right? That's gonna take days.
I'm not sure.
No, it. Well, to make antitoxin, yes, but you point this out to the halfling woman, and she starts making like a poultice.
Okay,
she came up carrying herbs and everything like that. She's kind of the town healer.
All right, cool. Point of order: does cure wounds solve any poisoning issues?
No.
Okay.
That takes a lesser restoration, I believe.
All right, good to know.
There might be something lower than that, it does take something else. It's a little bit like giving a potion to your Pokemon when they're poisoned. Like, it just boosts their HP. It doesn't
actually... But it still drops after a while. Okay.
Yeah, poisoned is a condition.
Thank you for putting that in terms I understand.
I was going to say,
like,
that
struck right home. I know what is up. Like, I am on it.
It's like I've known you for a time or two.
It's like we've been doing this for over 4 years together.
Kira's going to kind of nonchalantly... Is the innkeeper still standing around?
He is. He is looking on fairly concerned, kind of nervous.
She kind of, with a heavy boot, kind of kicks the door, the cellar door, kind of tap, tap, tap. F***ing hell you got down there?
I will thank you to keep away from there.
Children's fight club or some shit.
I like that you went Scottish because I'm totally going Irish.
That's
sounds
way
Scottish.
More, that's
way more
Irish. Just the idea of a what was that? Was that a children's fight club down there? I just really like that idea. Now. It wasn't the accent at all.
The guy who works.
You broke the first rule. Just so you know.
Yeah. Sorry. Continue.
He's trying to keep you away from the door. Not like shoving you away, but like trying to change the subject.
Looks like the boy fell down 15 flights of stairs.
Oh, he was poisoned there.
Oh, so the fight club's got f***ing snakes then?
No, there's no snakes in my basement. it's just storage.
How the hell did he get all these bruises?
And what about these punctures?
He probably got the bruises crawling through the other door.
What other door?
There's another door down there leading to a second room that's got a board loose. They're always trying to get down there and steal a taste of the cider.
Cider, you say?
Yeah. I do run a tavern.
Why? Any good?
The best in town.
Is that Dickens cider?
After a few minutes between the two of you, you are able to get the boy at least conscious a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's in and out. He says, Malik. They took Malik. And then passes out.
Well, I'm right here. Must be another
this
Malik.
This is the non-emo Malik.
Not evil.
Emo.
Oh, emo. I thought he said evil. I'm sorry.
Not the mullet Malik. The other Malik.
So as he mentions like another entrance, I'm going to go and try to find this other way down.
And I'm going to question. So,
where are you going to go?
I don't know. You said there's another way down.
No.
There's another door down there.
Yeah. Oh. There's another room off of the main basement.
like, I'm betting that you have an entrance in the interior that goes down to where he has, and then you got the cellar that's, like, in the second storage area. And they're trying to sneak in the outside doors to go down and get booze.
No, this is the only door down to the cellar. There is two rooms to the cellar.
So there isn't one intern, and we wouldn't know that, but there's nothing inside the tavern that goes downstairs.
Well, he just told us that there was, so we wouldn't know
that.
He
said there's loose boards.
Going between the two rooms.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at this point, it looks like they've got him, so I'll go in and sit down at the bar and try some of this best cider in town.
Okay. I would like to question the innkeeper guy while we're still out there.
Go for it.
Well, what poisoned him there?
What do you mean? What do you mean poisoned?
Clearly the boy's poisoned. I've been trained in this.
The halfling woman says, yep.
So what would poison? I mean, what's wrong with your cider? Is it poisoning the people of this fair town?
Shut up!
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry there.
Oh, that was my bad. This is so hard not to go Irish, like, after hearing you.
Because I'm brilliant.
I need a chocolate crawler. I need a crawler. Okay. I need my Rosetta Stone. I need to watch Fargo. Give me my phone.
Matt's just going to play Fargo on repeat in his ears.
Okay. I have an infestation.
The poisonous cider vipers?
No, it's not vipers. It's not snakes. I said it's not snakes. It's spiders. I imported some spiders. I was trying to make spider wine.
I'm sorry. Oh, what's my con modifier? Yeah, I would still throw up.
That's imported from where?
Hmm?
Imported from where?
Oh, Oh, yeah, you are still standing there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely perk up at that.
Yeah.
I got a guy.
From where?
He's from around here.
Okay, so where do these come from?
They came from my guy.
Where's this guy?
He's on another run. Why?
Yeah, a bit of a name would be nice.
You want the name of my guy?
Did I stutter? Do I need to roll something? What do you want me to roll?
Roll and intimidate.
Oh. Well, it's plus five, so let's see how it goes. Oh.
Thank you, Lucas.
First fail card of the night.
I get a bad luck.
I got a six.
Card. Okay.
Your head falls off.
Now, question.
Oh, no. I can use this.
Worry about bad dice anymore.
Wow.
I don't have to use this on Lucas. I can use it on anyone.
I know, it's way over there.
That's my question.
Yes. Yeah. Once you get the card, you can kind of use it on whomever.
Yeah, if Troy gets a card, you can use it to save Lucas if you want.
I'm not going to now. You just cost us our first bad one.
It's going to happen eventually.
Child. Like, literally, is that the first? No,
at least it was literally the first rule of the game for me.
Kira turns out of the way. Says, so you got spiders from the Underdark down there.
I never said from the Underdark.
A lot of giant spiders that you make spider wine from around here, then.
They're not giant.
How big were those puncture wounds?
At this point, the glaive is coming off the back, and she's opening the door.
Spider wine's made with regular-sized spiders.
I just
spiders.
Came up from a tour down there, right? You don't want to f*** with these things.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
Let me do my job. And I just open the door. I'm just going to use the butt end of the glaive and knock the support out of the way and lift it up and then flip it around and have the pointy end downward.
Okay.
So when you say infestation, like, how much do you mean there?
I don't know. I kind of blocked it off and have tried to keep everyone out.
Well, you're just not good at this, are you?
No.
Okay.
So what
I make good cider. I make good cider, but that's about it.
Can I come down there with you, Miss Kira?
She opens the door. I'm like, yeah, I'm not even hesitating to, like, go down.
I'm stopping only to strike a torch and toss it down there first.
Okay.
Apparently this dungeon's big enough to require a map.
No, it's at least two rooms.
This two-room basement.
I mean,
you like to use my wand of secrets to find all the secret doors.
Is my torch big enough to basically light the whole area? Probably.
Yes. You can throw it right in the middle of the room and you get bright light out to 30 feet.
Yeah, so I light a torch, just roll it in there, and then move forward, glaive out.
Okay.
Meanwhile, muttering, idiots.
You are coming down these stairs.
So does it, in fact, light the whole room? I got dancing lights, so I can throw out lights and...
What are you?
You can also see perfectly.
No, you're a human.
I'm human.
She's okay. Human.
Yes, Cody is human.
Everybody
Troy
else can
is a drow.
See.
Yeah.
Hey, miss, would you like a little light there? A little, not flaming light?
I'd be more than happy to help you as we're comrading right now.
I'm moving down. If you cast a spell, I mean, at this point, Kira has probably been non-present the entire time you've seen her. Mm-hmm. The whole time she's just muttering things. Spiders. Gotta be fucking spiders. What a fucking idiot.
Idiot. All right, you got 10 feet of stairs descending down into a basement.
I'm moving down looking for what I know is going to be down here.
You see a room full of crates and barrels. It looks like...
Sorry.
Please sponsor the show.
It looks like this area up here, the first 15 feet of it or so,
yeah,
is fairly cleaned off and recently used, recently traveled, everything like that. Going back further into the room, the second 15 feet, it's all dusty and cobwebbed and far less traveled.
Do we see Gotcha. Do we see a board that appears to be loose?
You can see on this back door. It looks like they tried to board up the door.
The panel itself, the panel of the door.
Yeah, okay. They tried to board it up, and there is, at the bottom, there are boards pulled to the side.
Okay.
Matt, what? Enough for a large spider to fall go through?
No.
Okay. No, the kid probably crawled in there and got bit. Alright, are you, what weapon do you use, Matt?
I have a warhammer, and then I have two hand axes in my belt.
I go up to the door. Can I make a...
You go up to which door?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that there was a second door.
That one right there.
So the one that's boarded up is on the far side of the room. What's the other one go to then? I mean, we don't know, but there's no boarding or anything. It's just a door.
No, and this one looks traveled.
Gotcha. I'm going to go to the boarded up door then. Okay. Can I take a listen?
Sure. What's your passive?
That's a nat 20, if that matters, since I rolled it. But my passive is 14.
And you were listening at the door?
Yeah, I was going to go up and listen to the boarded up door.
And what's your passive? I'm sorry.
14.
Give me a marching order.
I'm going first.
Right. Is anybody else going with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was going to count that or not. Yay! I got a card!
It's every time you roll a 20 or a 1.
So are these underdark things, are they all scared of the light, or how does that work?
No.
Put me in the back.
Put you in the back.
They're not much afraid of anything. Except they will be of me.
So,
I like your style, ma'am.
Is that you behind me, Troy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I'm the f***ing ginger beard Wolverine.
At some point, if your armor clatters or something and you're behind Kira, she actually kind of just startles, and it looks like I'm going to turn around and stab you for just a quick second.
Well, I have leather armor, so I doubt it rattles.
Something on you rattles. Not everything's made of leather.
I've got heavy armor, so I probably rattle.
It doesn't take anyone to notice that she is very uncomfortable being in a small, cramped space with a drow behind her.
We got it. You have PTSD.
Can't wait till you get to the Underdark.
I decided against Spare the Dying, just thinking of where we were going.
Too late.
Really?
It's been a while since we've had that.
I haven't cast with any f***ing things yet. Just thinking, I have an herbalism kit. I have a high med point. I'm going to be able to stabilize. I'm not f***ing around with Spare the Dying.
That's fine.
Okay.
Could I have picked up my torch along the way, Jeff?
Like, literally, I would have done dancing lights. Like, I would have them, shining in front of us, ready to light up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, that's fair. Whatever you guys want to do, but I need to be able to see, so I don't know how much light.
I'm going to make your blade light.
Is I get okay? four.
You can do that, yeah.
I get four things that shine 10 feet of light.
Okay. Hey, ma'am, may I touch your glaive there? I'll put a little touch of light on it for you. Or just a skosh.
I think we have enough light.
I just lean back.
I just have to touch it, so. Okay. Skadoosh.
Is that the light noise now?
That's the light
noise. God, I missed that.
So.
Are you guys keeping up with Cody's character?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I would almost try to overtake her, except for I get the feeling that would be, not the best idea. So she's.
Very possibly. As you advance into the room, the rats that were hiding behind the crates rolled higher than your passive.
Gotcha.
They're both going to get a surprise round on you.
Lame. Good luck with that.
I'm very sorry. I'm wearing my slippers. When I take my feet out of them, they smell horrid.
Thanks for that warning.
I forgot to wear shoes.
Good thing the podcast isn't cast in smell-o-vision.
That's a 17 to hit.
That one gets me. All right, I gotta start figuring out how the hell I'm gonna do this.
Oh, did we need to roll initiative?
Not yet. Oh, it's a surprise round.
Oh.
As you come up between the crates, they both lunge out at you. One of them bounces off of the haft of your halberd. The other one sinks its teeth into your leg for 4 damage.
Ooh, it's actually not bad. And it's a glaive.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did I say?
Halberd.
Sorry.
I did think about a halberd, but I couldn't find a mini with a halberd.
You didn't find a mini with a glaive.
I know, but it's closer. I'm not going to poke things. That's stupid. I want to slice things.
I like watching Cody be on the receiving end of things. I'm sorry.
Kinky. Would you like us to roll initiatives now, Jeff?
I would like for you to roll initiatives.
19.
18.
13.
20.
Lucas.
Reach out and touch
yes.
me.
Can I see the rats?
You could see them lunge out from behind those crates, but yeah. they are in cover.
You probably heard me say, "Ah, gobshite!"
Oh, and for everybody who has heard Cody bitch about this and us ignore it, I had a week off before I started running this, and I actually got to read the rules. You know how Cody says before there used to be minuses for shooting into combat and things like that? There still are.
We just never used them properly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, before everyone starts yelling at me, we've done 149 episodes of D&D. Nobody else until this point had ever bothered, A, to read the rules, and B, the rules are non-specific, ergo, I think you are correct.
And they're really more, it's more of a guideline than anything.
True.
No.
Because the rule just basically, it doesn't say that it doesn't work.
In the PHB, it does not detail it. In the DMG, it details it. It has diagrams and everything like that, and none of us ever read it.
Okay, so I can't see these things at all.
I'm going to explain this to everybody so I don't hear everybody bitching.
That's fine.
Real quick. Okay. Here is somebody shooting, right? Go from this corner of their square to the corners of this guy's square that they're shooting. They have a clear shot to this corner and to this corner, but not to these two. They have half cover. That's a +2 to their AC. If there's somebody here, they have 3/4 cover. That's a +5 to their AC.
Okay.
Now, for you, cover still applies. If you are 10 feet away and there's somebody in front of you, they have cover.
Or they'll lose a leg. I'm fine with that. Stay 10 feet back.
So Cody's our first responder.
Well, actually, he's our last responder.
Right, so I can't see these things.
Jokes. You can see them.
It just makes their AC bigger.
Yes.
Okay.
They are harder to hit because they are hidden behind boxes.
Right.
Sacred, what about for spells?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Same thing.
Sacred Flame comes from above anyway.
That's what I was asking.
So,
but you a spell that does not require an attack does not get cover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As long as you can see the target, you can target it with that.
Okay.
They have to make a save, in which case you don't have to see them fully.
Gotcha.
If you're making a spell attack, you are shooting directly at them. If you are casting something with a save, you are calling something down or something else.
Neato.
Okay?
I have a thing written down that I need to confirm.
What?
I think it's part of the Celestial, but I add my charisma modifier to the damage for Sacred Flame.
Well, they need to roll first because they can both roll 20s.
Dex slate. Blah, blah, blah. Dex save, please.
Which one are you hitting? One or two?
Let's go with two.
Okay.
So the one to my right.
To the right.
Yes. Well, it's to my left, so yes.
But not in game.
That probably did it.
That's a 15.
My save DC is a 15, so does that save?
He meets.
Yep.
He's saved.
He is saved.
Yep. No damage.
Okay.
Only by the Lord Jesus Christ, though.
Fair.
That is Troy's turn.
So what kind of, like, terrain here can I move through?
If they're boxes, can you go over difficult terrain?
Yeah, that would be difficult terrain.
If so you just counts double.
If you want to make an acrobatics check, I would let you pass through it.
You can take the half movement and be fine.
Yeah, take the half movement. I got 30 thing of movement, so...
It's up to you.
5, and then
there.
Over there?
Yeah.
It's 15 total.
Yeah, so I'll just move on.
You got the movement to do it.
So I can attack.
Yes, you can.
Leaping over the box.
Probably not going to hit with a 9.
What weapon are you using?
I'm using a short sword.
You hop over the box and try and take a swing at it, and you just whiff. It's lunging in to bite him, and it now, gets out of the way.
And a question that I asked earlier, I don't think you were here yet. I can always make a second attack with my offhand weapon.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
But with the offhand, you don't add strength.
Correct.
To the damage.
That is a 16.
God, I hope that hits.
That will hit.
So then I just roll the die, and that's the...
Yes.
For 5.
Okay.
Nice. Troy stabs it in the butt.
Bazing!
Then it goes to me. Number 2 will swing around and try and bite Troy.
What is that?
7.
So that would be a 9 to hit. I'm assuming that misses.
That will miss.
And Cody, number 1, is going to keep biting at you.
Fucker!
That'll be an 18.
Yeah.
Okay, this one sneaks in under your guard again for 4 more damage.
Oh boy.
Then it will go to Matt.
Who's behind me again?
Lucas.
Yeah, I'll just Sacred Flame the one I can see there, number 2.
Number 2? No. You can see either one.
Oh, okay. Well, deck save.
On number 2.
Number 2.
It made
18.
It.
How do you know it made it?
18.
I was here for character creation. I know what your save is.
What's my save?
It would be, what, 8 plus 8 plus modifier, which yours is 4, right? Plus proficiency?
Damn.
He's good.
So, what, 14, 15? I can't remember. You got plus 4 because you can't go any higher than that. So, yeah, 14.
Cody, it's your turn.
Yes, it is. It's Cody's turn.
Oh, how bad does number 2 look?
It would look bloodied.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Did I do my spell save DC wrong?
8 plus 2 plus charisma.
8, 9, so it should be... Okay, yeah, never mind. Sorry.
Now, are you technically giving either 15. One of them half cover for me at this point?
From you...
I'm just... If you're adding it, no. Then I'm, if you're
you,
adding
you
it,
would
then
have, you would have a straight shot at 3.
Okay.
3 corners, so you're good.
What? Okay.
Not for Asmar.
They're not likely to move, so I will probably do that. I will attack number 2.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack with my glaive. Does a 15 hit?
It does.
Okay. It's a total of 7 damage.
You spin your glaive, come around overhand, and split the thing in 2.
So it's dead.
It is dead.
Can I use Polearm Master to hit number 1?
Absolutely.
20 hit?
That will hit.
For another 4 damage to number 1.
Okay. Number 1 does not look good.
So I slice through and then probably just backhand and pop the other one in the face.
Yes.
Sweet.
Chill. Back to the top with Lucas.
How bad is that thing?
It looks bloodied. Just got busted in the face with the back end of a glaive.
Glaive.
So
why not try it?
Just so that I know ahead of time, how many times are you going to make that joke?
What joke?
It's going to be the intro to the show. You didn't know?
Yeah.
We're gonna do a mix with it.
Lucas.
I'm going to roll the thing this time.
What are you going to do?
Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
I mean, as long as I can, right? Like,
you can.
Does he have...
If he moves...
He will have 3/4 cover.
Can I move to see him a little better?
If you move 10 diagonally, yeah.
The better?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
still half.
19...
You got him.
Yeah, that's way more than it's a lot of points. So,
Do the math, Lucas.
Jeff requires...
It's 19 plus 7. Do it. 1d10 force damage.
7?
My attack bonus is plus 7.
2.
Why are you burning?
2 for the proficiency.
I can't believe he's got 5. That's
cantrip?
Throwing me off.
Yes, that is a cantrip.
F***.
Why do you have so many cantrips? I'm going to be a warlock.
He doesn't have so many cantrips.
He's got, like, 5 written down.
9 points of force damage.
You... Force damage?
Yeah.
The last thing to go through a bug's mind when it hits the windshield?
Has crush its skull?
Is that what just happened?
Yeah, I like that. You hurl this bolt of force at it. It busts it so hard in the face that it blows the skull out the ass.
Nice.
And ricochets it off the crates.
Yes. Not to cat anatomy this, but the spider would have an exoskeleton. Wouldn't have a skull.
It's a rat.
Oh, it's the rats? I thought we were still doing the spiders.
We haven't even gotten to the spiders yet.
I should pay more attention.
Yep. Yes, you should. After 3 years of this.
4, I don't think he paid attention to the show prior to that. So since you beat the hell out of me, can I use my second win, Jeff?
Sure.
Gets me 4 hit points back.
It's useful at level 1. What's your max?
12. At this point, Kira, with her glowing and bloody glaive, sort of looks over. Hey, Drow, how about you take the next one?
Not a problem. Go over to the boarded up door.
What else is in this room on the other side of these boxes?
Rat droppings.
Nothing on the ceilings? No spiders up on the ceilings?
No.
I kind of take up a flanking position so that I can get a good shot at anything that comes through the door, Jeff. And I'll actually take a look at Matt's character name is... I know it's...
Marek.
Marek.
Hi, Marek. Next is Malik.
How about...
It's not Mark. It's Marek.
Oh, hi, Marek.
You wanna put that hammer to work and open the door?
Well, that sounds all right there.
It's gonna be a...
Oh, is it a strength thing?
It is a strength thing.
Okay, well, I'm gonna touch myself. Kicking
that damn thing, man.
For guidance.
I'm going to kind of indicate that you could take up the other side, because I'm just going to flank each side of the door and let him bust it open.
Yeah, it would be in that
way he gets a face full of spiders.
I'm actually going to sheath my swords and pull out my bow. I'm going to knock an arrow.
Ba-bum.
Okay. Strength check. Let's see. It's a... Is it 18, 19?
Can you move me over? So I have visibility to the door. Thank you.
What's that? I'm sorry.
19 to hit the door.
Got a 19. Bust it down. The floor of this room is covered in splintered wood, shattered glass, and animal droppings. There were clearly once rows of shelves holding bottles, but the uppermost have been completely destroyed. A scratched iron-bound chest stands in the corner. To the west, a rough tunnel has been dug through the stone into the surrounding earth, large enough for a human to crawl through.
F***ing hell. No spiders?
No spiders. Nothing moving in here.
Do you want to circle back to the other room and see if something's in there? I highly doubt it, but they may have escaped out of this.
I feel like we ought to poke around in here.
What are in the bottles? Can we tell?
I was going to say, are none of you paying attention?
To the chest? No, yeah. I was gonna get there. I'm thinking about this. This wonderful card that we got from the Luck Deck from Nord Games.
From NordGamesLLC.com?
Correct. Can I... I really don't want to check it, because if it's trapped, I'm going to be... It's not going to be trapped, right? I'll take a look at the chest. What's in the chest?
It's locked.
Is it?
It is locked.
I have lockpicking stuff.
That's kind of what I was waiting for.
Yeah.
Cody also has this awesome card that he keeps looking at.
That would be a dexterity check.
This card is like... Most of them are like short, like, you get this bonus. This one has about 12 lines of text.
Remember, you got to use it before the end of the night.
Yeah. So. Well, trust me, if...
Will 20 do?
20 total?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No, it has to be a natural 20.
This early in the game, that's the chest we find?
Yep. It's a mimic.
I want you to roll a D8, Troy.
4.
You find a pouch with 14 gold in it and 20 glass bottles.
Are they full?
They are.
Of?
They are full of amber liquid with a spider suspended right in the middle of each one.
Would I be able to know? Would I know what that is? As an alchemist?
Maybe. Better if you had brewer supplies.
Well.
You know, Troy absolutely knows what these are.
Spider wine?
Spider wine.
I'm going to...
Which, you know, you would know what it is, but you would also know that this is a complete abomination to your people.
Elaborate.
Because they're above ground?
No. Because... He drowned spiders to make this.
He ferments spiders.
This wine has small amounts of spider venom in it. Boosts the buzz. I don't know.
Makes you trip the balls.
Yeah. The drow are extremely reverent of spiders. They are the favorite animal of Loth.
Something that, I mean, like the spider queen is in fact their patron deity. I mean, it is a matriarchy.
The drow won't even brush away a cobweb if there's a spider in it.
I'm going to take the pouch of gold and smash all of the bottles.
Okay.
Hold on there. That might be halfway decent.
Yeah, I'm doing it anyways.
Okay.
If there's an infestation of spiders down here, if they're all in the bottles dead, how does that work?
Kieran nods towards the tunnel.
My intelligence is -1. I'm just going to roll with it. I'm wise as f***, though.
Troy would know this, but in fact, the drow will punish. Just so you know, the fate that House Miserum may have for you, they often will punish men who don't follow the matriarchy or who curse Loth by turning him into horrible servants that are like half spider, half man. So, you know.
Those are called driders.
Yeah, they're real fucking assholes. And they're unfun to fight.
Your own F word?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't feel like it needed the whole fucking. Like, they're just real fucking assholes. I have to do it at work because I drop the F-bomb a lot at work.
I could use a whole f***ing, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so you're in a 15 by 15 room, chest, bottles.
Is there a...
How does it... Oh, go ahead, Lucas.
I was going to say, do any of the walls look false? Perception check, perhaps?
Sure.
The tunnel that has been dug.
Yes.
There's a 21.
No, they all look like solid dirt.
Okay.
Does this tunnel look like, so you said it's human-sized. I mean, it's enough that a human could fit in it.
Could crawl through.
Does it look like a human made it? Like, does it look like, am I seeing signs of tool work? Am I seeing signs of, like...
8 scrapy legs?
Yes.
You see, probably actually more, give me a survival check.
I'll take that. I got points in it. That is a 16.
It looks like rats made it.
They're ghouls, Cody. They're ghouls. Don't go in.
No, they're not ghouls. Ghouls holes can actually be really small. I know. And they dig real fast.
Sexy hitchhiking ghouls.
As long as you got that shotgun, both barrels, pull both triggers, you're good.
Yeah, we can go back and check the other door, but I think we need to go this way.
Okay.
Leave no stone unturned, I guess.
Fair. Once they leave, I want to look at the bottles on the... Or once we start heading back that direction, I want to hang back and look at the bottles on the top row.
Is that dragon champagne from Strahd? The last few
bottles? You missed a couple of bottles, actually.
It all ties in.
There was a place to find it. I don't remember where, though. One of the crypts, I think.
Those would be empty bottles.
Oh, I thought you said that they were full on top. My bad.
Nope.
Okay, never mind then.
Let me make sure.
I know they were all smashed except for the top.
Yeah.
Can I pocket
this some... This is where he was brewing.
Can I pocket some empty bottles so that I can, like, use them for potions later?
Sure. These are a little big for potions, though.
Oh, never mind.
These are, like, full-on wine bottles, not vials for potions. Never mind.
You said there were skins, though, too? Not just bottles?
Skins.
Yeah, I thought you said there was, like, water skins, too.
The floor of this room is covered in splintered wood, shattered glass, and animal droppings. There were clearly once rows of shelves holding bottles, but but the uppermost have been completely destroyed. A scratched, iron-bound chest stands in one corner. To the west, a rough tunnel has been dug through the stone wall into the surrounding earth.
You could have just said no.
No, I'm making sure.
Simple no would have been just fine, but all right.
Yeah.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, if you want to go back and check that, Troy, I say let's go ahead. I can't remember anybody's name. It's going to take me forever.
Yeah.
Because you're all M's.
Kira.
Yeah, that is fine.
I'm an N.
What are you?
He's Nexus.
You're Molreus.
Molvius. Should be a V.
Yeah. No,
consummate V's. Molvius.
No, you're Nexus.
Nexus.
So Molotov, Mullet, and I haven't come up with a catchy one for Matt yet.
Mark.
Aren't you Stone Blessed or something?
Yeah.
Steel Blessed.
Stone Blessed. Got it.
Steel Blessed.
Don't you know?
Campaign in the Forge there. I'd like a chocolate curler.
You gonna open the door?
I'm going to perceive at the door.
Sure, go ahead.
That's another one. For total of 7.
I would have guidanced him.
Wouldn't matter.
Still would have rolled a 1.
That's why you need to pay attention.
Doesn't matter. He also, I think, revealed it on the map already, so we could have just walked through the door probably safely, but...
This room is covered in cobwebs, and it is clear it has not seen use for a very long time. The walls are stacked with broken crates and fine wire mesh. To the west is a crack in the wall large enough for a child to squeeze through, from which stale air wafts, disturbing the broken cobwebs hanging around it.
So back up to what you were saying a minute ago, would I be adverse to trying to kill a spider then?
As a rogue, probably not.
Ranger?
No,
I mean...
A rogue drow.
Like, yeah. Yes, you would have been literally beaten by the women of your house into respecting anything that a spider ever did. If you are taking the Dritz path, then you walked away from all that and have kind of spit in its face. So however that manifests for you.
Got it. Just wanted to know the line I'm walking.
It depends on how drow you are.
Yeah, drow, loth worshipping drow would totally let a spider eat them. It is clear that a scuffle took place here not long ago. The disturbed dust on the floor and fallen barrels outside suggest someone fled in a panic. Nothing
well,
in here.
Well, this might be where our boy came from there. What do you think?
Sorry, what kind of weapon do you use again?
I use a warhammer.
Well, maybe you could knock a hole through that wall then. Use your hammer.
You have stone cutting. You would know that probably wouldn't do much good.
That won't really work there, buddy.
So it's... Okay, maybe I misunderstood. It's not built from stone. It's literally just stone.
This is...
It's not stone blocks.
No. Okay. No, this that was is my, that was natural stone.
Sorry, that was my understanding.
Bending down and examining it, can we see how far the little tunnel goes? Is like, are we talking 5 feet, 10 feet, or does it look like it goes a ways? Because I say, if my glaive is still lit up, I can kind of sort of lean it out there. And...
It probably isn't. Is it sacred flame? Doesn't light take concentration?
No. You can see it go. You can see it go about 15 feet, and then it curves.
How big is this guy's basement?
It's a rat tunnel.
Well, it was a rat tunnel.
So which way do we... So this one we would have to crawl through, the other one we could walk through, or are they both
crawl through? No, this one is crawl through. This one is child size or small creature.
Oof. That one doesn't sound like fun. Neither one of them sound like fun. I don't like the idea of crawling with a glaive.
I'll take the lead and go through and check it out.
Okay.
Are we going through the one with the spider, or are we going through the one with all the smash brewing shit? I didn't know which one we were going through.
The spider?
Well, the one with the cobwebs.
You can't get through the one with the cobwebs.
Okay.
You need a small-sized creature to get through there.
Oh, okay.
So we're going through
the
tunnel.
You can squeeze into one size smaller, can't you?
This one is, it says a small creature can squeeze through.
Okay, fair enough. So real tiny.
And my tablet small? Sucks.
What?
Am I small?
No. You're okay. Medium.
I'm medium.
You're short medium. Medium.
You're like Danny DeVito. You're real short. But you're not actually a little person.
Okay. Troy is going to crawl in here.
Okay.
You crawl into this tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you see. The walls of this cramped tunnel close in around you as you crouch and crawl through the dark. A strong, musky animal smell fills your nostrils. Your hands occasionally come across scraps of fur snagged on the uneven, rough walls of the tunnel. And your passive perception is what?
16.
Okay. Oh, you definitely saw that one. The other two, not so much.
Skitter, skitter, skitter.
As you come through, you can see over here a rat trying to hide around this corner.
A rat?
A rat.
Is it on two legs or four legs?
Four.
Okay.
Giant rats.
So am I able to stand?
As you come through, yes.
Okay.
So we've gone through a narrow passage and we're getting up to a standing.
Troy is.
Okay.
Troy was going to be the first one going in, and...
I didn't know how long it was. I didn't know. I would be right behind him.
Okay. It'll take you a round to get through it. So...
Are these rats of an unusual size?
Do you count for giant? For here? For our world? Yes. For Dungeons & Dragons? No. This is, like, pretty normal.
You just like the rats you face when you first start playing Baldur's Gate.
What's Baldur's Gate?
Yep. You've been there.
It's an old PC game.
It was a place in Horde of the Dragon Queen. I have no idea how to draw this.
Yeah, just make it up.
Aren't you a
f***ing graphic designer?
Okay, I have no idea how to match up natural caverns to a grid.
Strong.
I am.
Strong already. You should try drawing it.
I support you, Jeff.
That's good.
I also wish the drawing part would happen a little faster, but I support you, Jeff.
Those of you in the listening audience, Jeff has drawn what looks like a penis. A penis.
If that's what your penis looks like, you need to go to the doctor immediately.
Theater of the mind.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
So where did I see this rat scurry to?
You can see one right there.
What's that black thing?
That is, you see how there's a rock formation right in the middle?
It's a pillar?
Kind of, yeah.
Then how could he see the rat right behind it?
Because it would only have half cover.
But you drew it as a grid, so...
Shut up, man. Damn.
Are you really surprised?
No, not at all.
Well, then I will...
Roll me an initiative.
You want us all to go ahead and roll?
Nat 20? 24?
Nat 20!
Oh, it works for initiatives, too?
It's nice. A skill check.
Oh, that
it's
is,
a dex check.
That is true.
Hmm. They're kind of fun, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't even remember what I rolled.
Until he has one that counters your card.
Cody, what you got?
Oh, I didn't realize we were all rolling initiative.
Might as well.
11.
Matt.
14.
Lucas.
7.
If you're going to fight that, move up and give me that other corner because I can block off that whole area. I'm
moving up.
Meta.
I'm going here.
Cool.
And you're just fighting with a guy with a glaive. Lady with a glaive, excuse me. Yeah, go there. That's a good place.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Glaive.
7 and 13.
That'll hit. You move up, and what are you using?
Short sword.
Short sword. You run up, and you stab it.
In the dick.
For 6.
Nice.
And then offhand. Wow, that's an 8.
At least.
What was the first one? I'm sorry.
6.
For 6?
6 damage.
6 damage.
And
hit for 8.
Oh, close. Okay.
I don't think I'm next, but I'm in the way.
No, but you guys can hear the sounds of battle. Squeaking, yelling.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Matt, you're behind everybody else, or you're behind Cody at least, but it would be you in initiative.
Okay.
Are you going to try and squeeze past him, or I mean, just
how
wait?
Much hustle is that, how much hassle is that going to be?
Don't get us stuck in a tunnel.
Can I see it at all?
Not really.
So I couldn't Sacred Flame it?
No, I'll say through that crack and around that corner, no, you couldn't see it.
Oh, okay. Just move in. Yeah, I'll be ready to call down fire from heaven.
You could ready your action.
That's what I just implied. Sorry. I'm readying an action.
Okay, knock Cody. An arrow.
I want that corner.
Okay. Your next turn, you will be through that square.
Oh, okay.
You're squeezing.
Okay. Tunnel's gone.
He will say that one moves in.
Oh, f***ing hell.
And that one's going to move up there.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Opportunity attack?
From what?
You get it?
Zone?
No, it's when it leaves your zone, not enter.
Not for me.
Oh. Okay.
I can use a reaction. Moves more than...
Make me...
So far, I've been squeezing or moving in odd ways, but theoretically, if that were straight... terrain combat, as soon as it moves from that square to that square, I would get an op attack.
Yeah, but this round, you are squeezing through that little
crawl space. I understand, so what do you want me to do?
Make a dex check.
16. Dick. For those of you listening, Jeff is looking at his bad luck cards, probably the one that Lucas caused him to have, to try and screw me over.
Nope, you're good. Go ahead and make your attack.
Thank you. Oh, 8.
If this were a game of numbers...
Troy already missed by 1.
Yeah. Yes. You'd think you missed by 1.
To 17 and just stuck and went back to 3.
So one of these that tried to dive into this tunnel at Cody is going to try and bite him.
It's a mystery.
It's a 3, Jeff. Actually, I think it was like an 18.
Yeah, that would be an unnatural 20.
God damn it. Hit somebody else.
I should have given him advantage for 3 damage. Hey, you want to be the fighter and run up in combat.
You got somebody else over there. Go bite somebody else.
I am. He's got 2 on him. That is a crit. And that is a 19.
You guys have any cards that can counteract that?
Nope.
I don't. Nope.
Okay. Let's see what our first crit card is. That would be piercing.
Be ready with the healing, Matt.
I've got 1.
Be ready with it.
Staunch the bleeding. Triple damage, and you have disadvantage on strength, dexterity, and constitution-based rolls for 1d6 rounds.
Holy shit!
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners.